Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chof Dalet. We're starting at the second line from the top of the Yomid. And we are going to repeat the Mishnah that we already learned 3 days ago in daf Chof Aleph. So the Mishnah tells us, Isha Shenodr Ben Ozir, a woman took upon herself the neder of Naziris, and Befrishas Behemtad, she already went and bought the behemoths and set them aside. She's going to go and breed 3 behemoths at the conclusion of her Naziris. One for an oila, one for a chatas, one for a shlomen. And guess what happened? Unexpectedly, from her perspective, v'yachach heifel abala, and the Baal in the middle of the 30 days says, I just heard about your neder naziris, I hereby am mefer. And therefore the naziris falls away. We had a discussion, of course. Megas gayas, meker okar. But bottom line is, the naziris is over. So what happens now? Okay, so she stops her naziris. What about those behemoths that she had set aside? So it says the Mishnah, it really depends. Im shaloi hoisa behema, if the behema belonged to him, meaning to the husband, now how did she have it if it belongs to the husband? We'll see Mitchum in the Gemara that the husband allowed her to go and use these behemoths for kabbonis. It'll be a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan exactly. What was the degree of authorization and allowance that she could take the behemoths? But bottom line is, it was his behemoths. If shaloi hoisa behema, and now it turns out that the whole naziris was for naught because he was mefer. Taitzav tira be'eda, let the behemoths revert back into the corral, continue grazing, and they will be chulin once again. In other words, not that you taitzav tira be'eda and then you have to wait until it gets a mum and then you have to sell it and be poison. No. Regular, normal chulin. It's as if the whole hegdish was betos, because she's no longer nazir, so she doesn't need these animals. So it just reverts back to its original status as regular, ordinary animals. However, the mshaloi is a behemoth. If it was her behemoth, that's already a different story. As you know, we got 3, although the Mishnah refers to it as behemoth, Baloshin Yochid really means the set of behemoths. So what happens now? So we got 3 of them. Achatos tomus, the animal which is achatos goes lemisa. The oila tikar of oila, the one that's for an oila, you can bring for an oila, because as we know, an oila can be brought as a doron. Any day of the week, a person can go and bring an oila. What about the shlamim? Tikar of shlamim, that too can be brought as a neder on a dova, so that's no problem. Why is it achatos tomus? After all, didn't her whole naziris go away? So you recall 3-4 days ago when we had that sugi about Megis Gaius or Mekar Okar, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from this, that the fact that she has to bring a Korm Chatos, and she cannot, and the Chatos Tomus, and I don't go and just say that the Kedusha goes away, sounds like it's Megis Gaius, that there in fact was Kedusha after all. She cannot continue on with her Naziris because the husband was made for it. Okay. But what are you going to do with Karam Chatas? You have to bring a Karam Chatas. So, Tomus, since you cannot bring it because she's no longer a Nazir, and you can't go and bring a Chatas bin Adovo or bin Eder, so, Hasach Mishka Breira. The Chatas will Tomus. So what are you going to say according to Mandiyam that holds Mekar Okar? If you're Oikar the whole Nazirah Slam Afrei, it's as if she never became a Nazirah, so why don't you just say, like, in the Reisha, Taitzi B'tira B'Eder. The whole thing was a mistake. It's a Kedusha B'Tos. So you remember the Gemara said that the reason is because she still has to have a kapara. This was back on Chof Aleph Omid Beis. The Gemara asked this Shaila. If you want to just take a quick look at it again, it was Chof Aleph Omid Beis, Toshima, just below halfway, the halfway point on the Omud, and like 55% from the top, the beginning of the line, Toshima, Ho Ish Shenodr Ben Nozer, Frishis Behem, Tavi Yaka, Chef Labale, Im Shaloi Ho Yisa, Teitz Vitir Be'eda, Shaloi Ho Yisa, Habahima Chatzos, let it go to chulin just like the animals that were shaloi, because there was never a naziris. It's oikel mafreya gunish. And therefore there was a period of naziris. There was a period of kedusha. She cannot bring it anymore. She's no longer a nazir. So that's why it's le mamisa. Chayla good to write. And the Gemara said loy the meimulach bal meker okar. V'hain etam akiven. Now, our Gemara says, Kivin Deloi Tzricha Kapara. But you see, the Bach takes out the word Deloi, and he says, Kivin De Tzricha Kapara, have a Kechata Shemesu Baalea. So then it's like a Chata Shemesu Baalea. Ugimiri, the Chata Shemesu Baalea. why does she need kapara if it's bal mekar okar? There's no nazirs. So remember, we have the toises down below here on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, the second wide toises there in the middle wide lines behind the time they give the tzricha kapara. See, toises is great. It's like right. The Bach. Kimin the tzricha kapara, not the loy tzricha. Kimin the tzricha kapara. Why al shetzira atzma min hayayin, that she was metzayer herself from yayin, even though the nazirus goes poof. But the fact of the matter is, for 5 days, 10 days, 20 days, she didn't go and drink wine. So let her go and bring the carbon after all. No, it's a chata shemesu balea. That doesn't mean that she passed away. Chata shalom, she's still around. But this is a chata that belongs to a nazir. The naziris passed away because there's no naziris left. The husband was mekar okar. He pulled the plug on the naziris. So in bazoi said there's no balim left to bring this carbon. No, chata shemesu balea is b'misa. So that's how we explained it back on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, and that's a pshat here once again. Whether you hold Megas Gaius or whether you hold this Mekar Okar, bottom line is there's no longer a nozer that can bring this carbon. It's a carbon that Mesu Balea, Chafish Mesu Balea, it's one of the five Chatois Mesois, it goes b'misa. But now the Mishnah says something very fascinating, that the Shlomim, the Kurif Shlomim, and the Necholim Liyoim Echad, the Einam Te'unim Lech. What is this all about? A normal, regular shlomim that you bring throughout the year has a din of Necha L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echa. Shnei Yom, 2 days. Also, a normal Kamer shlomim is not To'un Lech. However, Shalmei Nozir is different in two respects. Number one, Shalmei Nozir is like a carbon toida, that you only have Necha L'Yom Echa, not Shnei Yom V'Layla Echa, only Yom Echa. And number two, that it's Torn Lechem, that you have to bring, not like Lachmi Toyda, that you have four different Lachmim, you only have two. So now the question is, what's the status of this Shlomim? She's no longer a Nozir, so L'choyre should be like a regular Shlomim of Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. Says the Mishnah, no. It's only Nechad L'Yoyim Echad, like Shalmei Nozir. What's the reason for that? Because since when she was Makdish, these animals L'chad Chilim, she gave it a status of Shalmei Nozir, even though she is no longer a Nozir. However, that was the Kedusha that she inculcated, that she instilled, that she imbued in this animal. So this animal now gets a status of an animal that is Shalmei Nozir. Shalmei Nozir is Nechali Yemech. So you still have that, if you will, restriction. However, unlike your normal regular Shalmei Nozir, this one does not bring Lechem. It's like a regular shlom. You don't bring the two lechems. Now, the question is, it's a little bit tired to the sasri. It's inconsistent. If it's a shalmein hozer, I agree with you, yoy mechad. But then it should be torn lechem. Elamai, it's not a shalmein hozer, no torn lechem. Then why is it nechel yoy mechad?
It's the chumras of both.
The chumras of both. Okay. So now the Tosis and the Rosh explain. The first part is, like we said, Necholim Diyay Mechad, because she was Mekadashit, Makdashit for Shalmei Nozir. That's only Yay Mechad. The reason why it's not Tunun Lechem, because the Torah says about the Lechem, V'nosan Al Kapi HaNozir. You gotta go and put it on his hands and you make a Tenufa. There's no Nozir alive that you can go and put it Al Kapi HaNozir to go and do the Tenufa, because she's no longer Nozir, because the husband was Mefer. No, Ibazois, and then you cannot fulfill the requirements involved with the Lachmei Nozir. So you don't bring the Lachmei Nozir. But the Kuriz, that's the Brisker of, adds another Kenech, and Barry, you'll be very happy with this, because he says that these two halachas, one is a Gavra and one is a Heftza. Meaning, vis-a-vis the carbon itself, the carbon has the status of Shalmei Nozir. That's the Heftza of the carbon, because that's how she was Makdish the Behema initially. So even though, yes, Mekar Oker Megas Gaius, but the original Kedusha that she instilled in this behemoth remains, and therefore it's a Yoim Echad Dik Shlom. However, that you have to go and bring the Lachmim, that is not a requirement, even though you bring it together with the Shlom, as an appendage to the Shlom, it's like a true. However, it's a Gavra thing, that a Nozer has to go and bring Karbonois of Lechem. He's no longer a Nozer, so he can't bring the Lechem. So that's why he ain't doing the Lechem. That's the shot in the Mishnah. Why Yoy Mechad Yoh, but Lechem Mishnah.
What's Tenufa?
Tenufa means to go and make a wave offering, which means that you go, for instance, if this is the Lachmim, you put it in your hands and you got to go. similar to what we do with the lulav and esrog on Sukkot, right? Up and down and back and forth, all the same. I've never seen it actually being done because, unfortunately, we haven't had a base mikdash for the last couple thousand years.
Yes.
But imagine Bekor of Mamish, we will see it with our own eyes. Yeah.
We had that a person can be take upon themselves to be Magaleach, a Nazir, by paying for their korbanos.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't she now take this chatas, especially, since that's a complete loss,
mm-hmm.
and give it to another person who's high of korban?
Good. So let me ask you a question. By all the chamish chatois meisais, person had to bring chatas.
Oh, so it's parallel. If someone was mechal Shabbos and they brought chatas dam, and then they passed away, or they find out that it wasn't chaylev.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't chaylev after all. It was a fortunate thing
mm-hmm.
that they designated a chatas already. They mm-hmm. couldn't. They would be similar then, right?
In case it was a tois, it could very well be that they would. Then the kedusha would fall away.
Right.
But let's talk about the case of Takwa, the Baalim passed away.
Right.
We know for sure he did
a chayv chatas.
He ate chaylev, right. Or he was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg.
Right. It was a fine deed.
And he set aside the animal. He was going to go and bring it. He was so euphoric. Oh, I'm going to have atonement. I'm going to have kapara. Yeah. Fortunately, he went into cardiac arrest, and then he passed away. So what do you do with the chatzos? Oh, the next door neighbor also ate chaylev or Shabbos or whatever, mechal Shabbos.
Right.
So let's go and give it to him. That's the halacha l'maaseh Sinai. It goes the misa.
Yeah, but that's in the case of a regular chatzos. But here we already have for 3 weeks we've had that people can donate or designate and sponsor other.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah. she originally wanted to bring it for as a korban nazir for herself. But isn't, bro, since a woman is, as it were, always susceptible to her husband being made for her, isn't that kind of like a t'nai in the Hegdish, that this Hegdish is dependent on the confirmation and affirmation of her husband, and therefore it is a chatas, but it's a chatas with sort of like a pending status, not a final status.
What you're saying is excellent. That's why we had to come on to the Gemara and the Tosis back in Chaf Aleph, that if in fact she was totally noki from any sin, you're right, it wouldn't be a chatas. However, since it couldn't be a kapper, every single knows it. And even this lady who is now lumafreya, not a nos, but she was mitzayir atzman ayayin for a purpose, for a period of 5 days, 10 days, 15 days, whatever it was. So therefore, for that tsar, Reb Lozer Kapper says, you got to go and bring karm chatas. Of course, your regular average Jew that says today, I make a neder not to drink wine, the Torah doesn't talk about bringing karm chatas to that. It's only okay. By a nazir. Since she started off as a nazir, and the time that she deprived herself from wine was because of nazirus, even though this got unplugged, l'mafre, it was a kapas, but you were mitzayir. Bottom line is, will you mitzayir yourself from wine? Yes. No. You got to go and you bring your karm chatas. And this chatas that she was mafresh, you can't actually bring it because she's not a real nazir. You can't bring it ben adava, neder and adava, so if it goes, l'misa. What happens if she set aside not three animals, but she set aside money? She knew that the behemoths are going to go and cost $200 each, so she put away $600 for the three animals. And now she doesn't have to bring the carbon anymore. All $600 go in the double. The reason why is because she wasn't mafarish. She didn't allocate and designate exactly which monies go for what. It was just all $600. And therefore, in theory, subsequently, she might decide, you know what, had she finished her naziris, she could have said, $600 is a lot of money, but I want to go and bring an oila shemena, or a shlomim shemena. So I'm going to go and designate all of that money for purposes of an oila or for shlomim, and not use it at all for the karm chatzis. Okay, so therefore, since it was sosim and not mafurish, it all falls now that the husband was made for the naziris. None of this is chatas money, because she didn't designate. So, yiplin adava. Now, exactly what yiplin adava means is a machlokes. From the Tosis is mashma, yiplin adava means that it goes to the gizbar in the base of Midish, and you use it for kayitzam mizbeach on all those days where it was, like Mendy just told us in Eretz Yisrael, it was pouring rain on some days. So, that would probably disincentivize some people from coming to the base of Midish on that particular day if they don't have umbrellas. And therefore, the mizbeach would be kind of empty. There wouldn't be a lot of kavanah. So you use it for the nedavos for kaitz and mizbeach to fill up the mizbeach, so it shouldn't be shamed or humiliated that it's empty, that no activity. That's how some learn. Other rishonim learn Nedava means it is retained by this lady, the lady that had that money suman, and she can use it from time to time for any nedava that she wants to bring. If she wants to bring an odus nedava, shalmi nedava. In other words, a machloek is when the nedava means for the base of mikdash, or means for that personal use.
Discretion.
Personal discretion to bring further kabbanis at that person's will in the future. But of course, it's not chulin money. It's now, it has a din of kedushas damim to go and use for purposes either the gizbar and the base. Maybe she uses it, in other words, whoever's in charge of the kabbanis, or that individual that owns something. That was mafresh originally. Mois mufarash, and what happens, in fact, she took the money, she had $600, she said, $200, chatzis, $200, oizah, $200, shlom. What do you do now? It's the main chatzis, yam ha-melech. That's the legal and moral equivalent of chatzis tomus. How do you kill the money which was for chatzis? You throw it into yam ha-melech, and that's how the Gemara always tells us whenever you have that type of situation, throw it into yam. There's no din of, you're not allowed of hanoah, but there's no din of me'ila. The reason why there's no din of me'ila is because me'ila is only by money or karbonis that are going to be used for karbonis. The hamets are going to be used for karbonis. Here, this money is not going to be used for a karbon. It's going to be used to, in a sense, throw away. You're putting it into the amalek. So there's no din of me'ila, which is actually because me'ila is only if it's a kedusha, is a guf that you're bringing it for a karbon. As you're bringing it for a karbon, no din of me'ila. However, Midraban Leinahan and the Chacham said, you know, stay away, don't have anu'ah from these funds. The Me'ayla, the money that you set aside for Na'ivi Ayla, that's no problem. And if you have anu'ah from those funds, then there would be a din of Me'ilah, because these are Kodesh Kadoshim funds, for it's Kodesh Kodeshim. So then there's a din of Me'ilah. So even the funds, even before you buy the animal, you're not going to be Me'ilah. The Me'shlamim, Yaviyu Shlamim, bring a shlam. And like we said before, necholim liyim echad, because it had the kedushas shalmi nos, which is only a one day thing. Veitun a lechem, because lechem is on the gavra, not on the chavsa. She's no longer nos, so you don't bring the lechem. But although the Mishnah doesn't say it, by the bishlam, there is no din of meila. Why is there no din of meila?
Because after zrika becomes the own property of the baal.
Even before that, it's because it's kachim kalin. The kachim kalin is no din of meila. The only time shlam gets a din of meila is after the Zerika, vis-a-vis
the
Aymerin that you're going to put on top of the Mizbech. That's what we kept on saying yesterday, that before the Zerika Saddam, maybe it was 2 days ago, before the Zerika Saddam, it was an Isser, it wasn't an Isser Me'ila, it was an Isser Achila. You weren't able to go and eat from this carbon. The Dam, the Zerika Saddam was the Matir. So then we had the question, Zerka Zer, are we going Me'ikra?
Right.
What was the Isser Me'ikra? Not the Me'ila, because it was Shlomim, which is Kachim Kalu, right. But the Ikra was you couldn't eat it. Course of the Kedusha. Now, however, now that after Zerika Saddam, you are allowed to eat from the carbon. Of course, you have limitations of Saman and Malkai, but otherwise you're allowed to go and eat it. So therefore, the Me'ila falls away, except vis-a-vis the Aymerin that you have to put on the Mizbech. Anyway, but bottom line, yes, what's up to you?
It seems like this thing is, if we say that it's Maker, that the Baal is Maker. So
Maker Akar.
Maker Akar. So it seems that we're overdoing it a little bit here with giving it all these chumras of... it should be treated this way, that way, because it really has no kedusha because it was mikaraka.
So, in fact, in the ratio of the Mishnah, im shaloi, if these behemoths belong to him,
right.
He can go and say to his wife, this whole thing was a mistake.
Right.
You
right.
Thought you're going to bring it for kabbanis. Bottom line is, you're not going to bring it for a carbon because you're not a nazir, so
put it back in the...
Fine, good. Now, however, if it's shaloi, then it depends. Since when you are Mekadish, Makdish, an animal for an oil or for shlam, you can bring it anyway, for a doid and for an adar. The chatzis is the problem. L'choyer mecha akar, the Gemara said, it should be gurish, it should be unraveled. Why is there a din and all that goes to Misa?
That's
a blaza, it's not a real chatzis. Yeah. It's a blaza kapar because of the din of Shitzir Atzman Ayayin. So that's why you have to come on to that toisis and an explanation of Rablaza kapar. Jok Gemara. We started off the Mishnah that there's a difference between Shaloi and Shaloi. Shaloi, it just goes back li'eter. Man tana de baal loy mishtab in law. Who's the man the yama that holds that the baal does not have an absolute obligation to go and supply her with karbanis? Now what does that mean? We're going to see in another few lines that the Gemara is going to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one of the tenoyim in the ksuba is that if and when I need any animals for karbonos choiva, my husband is going to supply them. So just like the husband has to supply mezainos, she'er k'sus va'ayna, that's this week's parasha, she'er k'sus ayna le'yigra, he also, based on tanoi k'suba, has to give her kabbalas. But the Tosis quickly points out, we don't mean any carbon, only kabbalas choyva. Because if you're going to tell me kabbalas nadava, then
unlimited
any day of the week she's going to be Lavko Kamina Lidor Elef Oila Lioim, says Toysis. When Amnesty decides one day I'm going to bring 1,000 oilas, my husband's going to pay for it. It doesn't cost me any money. No shirt off my back. It doesn't cost me anything. No, that you can't do. Because the Dharma Adobis, if he gives you permission, gives you a present, that's fine. However, you don't have an automatic Shiba. You don't have a lien on his behemoth for Kabbalas. However, for Choyva, for instance, every lady that gives birth, the oldest, she has to bring Karbanas. Or if you have a situation where a woman becomes a Zava, Shlei Bezmana, she has to go and bring Kabbalas. Right? Zava G'doyla 3 days, and then she has to count 7 days, bring Kabbalas. So these are Choyvas. The husband has to bring. The Gemara assumes that although a woman doesn't have to take upon herself the Zeres, but if she does take upon herself the Zeres, and the husband is not Mayfair, which is then a form of hakama, just by the fact that he's not made for it, right? If he's shoysik, then she has a choiva to bring the kabbalas. She has a choiva, then there's already a shibud, then the husband has to supply the hamas for that choiva. But only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that you write this out specifically and expressly and explicitly inside the ksuba, and this would be great for whoever gets the kibud of reading the ksuba under the chuppah. He gets another 5 or 7 seconds to be able to go and add those additional words. But according to the Rabbanan, there is no such obligation. Avada, if he wants to be gracious and be a nice husband, he can give her a matana, that's no question. However, he doesn't have there is no shibud, there is no absolute written, contractual, or rabbinic obligation as part of the ksuba. So it's looking for matana de baal loy mishtabidla. Then why does the Gemara phrase it in such a way? So who's the Tana that the Baal is not Meshubin? Because the Gemara assumes that if there was in fact a Shibud, that means that she has an ownership interest in these behemoths. Not an equity interest, but she has a debt interest in the sense that she has a lien. So therefore, Manishtana, what's the difference between the Shaloi and the Shaloh? If he is supplying her because she is entitled to it because of the ksuba obligations. No, so just like by Shalah, Chatas Thomas, Oyla Tikarav, Oyla Shlom, Tikarav Shlom, why don't you say the same thing, Lagabi, his behemoth that she is taking for these purposes? Why do you say Tetze, Vetir, the Eder? So Zaytzechos, there was no Shibun, and therefore all those behemoths are 1,000% his. She has no rights to them whatsoever, unless and until the husband says, you want one? Give them to Haytir. Take one behemoth, 3 behemoths, 10 behemoths. But until that point, no Shibun. That's why it's totally shalai. Since it's total shalai, teitz in the tirabay. So man tana de baal loy mishtabed lo. Om Rav Chizda Rabbanan he, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The isol g'daych Rabbi Yehuda he, amai teitz in the tirabayda, ha mishtabed lo. After all, she has an ownership interest to the extent of that lien on the behemoths. The sign like when under the braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, odem mevi karben oshir al ishtoy. What happens if a woman has to go and bring a karben? For instance, the famous Chatas Oyle V'yoyded, which depends on the person's means. What happens if she comes from a very poor family, and therefore she has no nechasim, but the husband, Baruch Hashem, is very rich. So, she says to her husband, I need to go and bring a Chatas Oyle V'yoyded. What do I do? If he happens to be an usher, then he has to supply her the behemoth, and not the oifis, and not the carbon mincha. He has to go and give the Chatas behemoth. Maybe carbon usher lishna. Any carbon that she is mechuyavis to bring, like the yoledis, like the zava, in our case, like the nazira, shekach kosev la. That's what he wrote for her in her ksuba. Kol achrayis the islach alay min kan bestana. Any type of achrayis which are related to bringing karbanos, those types of things, I take upon myself to go and supply for you. The lashon hagemara sounds like, when it says mitkan mistana, even kabbanis that pre-existed their marriage, meaning before they got married, maybe she was a zava and she has to bring a karbin. Obviously, the Torah allows you to go and bring it immediately after the 7 days are over, b'yom hashmini, but you don't have to bring b'yom hashmini. You can bring it a day later, a week later, a month later. And in the interim, she got married, and so it sounds like from the Gemara that he agrees and authorizes her to go and take from his behemoth mitkan mistana, even from previous ones. However, Tosis has a different girsa in the Gemara, and in fact, that girsa is a reverse girsa. Not that he is speaking in the ksuba to her, but this is the lashon of the shoivar, the receipt that she is giving to him at the time of Chas v'Shalom a get, where he has paid her ksuba. So in the receipt she signs, she writes in it, number one, you've paid me the entire ksuba, and number two, vis-a-vis any karbonis min kadmis da, prior to today, that I was mechuyavis, you took care of them. So therefore it would be karbonis from post-nisu and not from pre-nisu. That's how Tosis, you see, if you look at the Tosis about 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, if you put one finger on the Gemara, one finger here on the Tosis, you see the Gemara says shekach kosav lo, meaning the husband writes to her, right? Kosav is a lashon zachar, he writes to her. Here, however, it says shekach kisevis le, she writes for him. Kol achrayis de is li aloch, any achrayis that I was entitled to vis-a-vis you during our marriage, mekad mislana, until today, until you gave your get. After she got her ksuba, she gives a receipt. His kabbalat ksuvasi, and not only my ksuba, chol echrayis to isli aloch, any echrayis min kam mistona hakoil mechalti. In other words, I received it or I waived it, whatever. Alma de mishum de mishum bedlo tzricha lepoitre b'shas gerishin. Therefore, he has to go and patr b'shas gerishin on any shibudim that he had towards her. So she has to acknowledge either I received it or I moichel it and we're done. And before Vaitan. The reason why I'm focused on this, because if you go one line earlier in the Tosfos, in the middle of the line, it says, only the new karbanis that are now happened to her after she gets married, if she becomes a yeledes or zavah, but not anything that pre-existed. But that doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Kol Achrayis Isli Chalor, Min Kadmis Dona, from prior to today. So what's the prior to? So that's why Tosis has that Girsa, that we're talking about, that at the time of the get, she says, anything that you were Mechuyevis, or you were Mechuyev, to supply me until today, either you paid it, or I waive it, I release it. So that's the Kadmis Dona, prior to the day of the get, and the Shoiver, as opposed to the time of the Ksuva, we were talking about Mekadmes Dona prior to our marriage. Good. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara. So, what have we said so far? The Zokter of Chizda, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan, not according to Yehuda. Because according to Yehuda, there's a Shibud. If there's a Shibud for her Nechasim, therefore she has a Shtikal interest in those behemoths. So then they should all be deemed Shalah and not just Shaloi. And therefore it should have the same din as Chatzis Thomas or the Tikkar of Oila, etc. It's a chassidim that goes according to Rabbanan, where there is no such shibud. Rav Amar Fila Teim Rabbi Yehuda, can go to Rabbi Yehuda too, because he mishabed lo mimiltza d'tzricha lo. He said, of course you're authorized to go and take behemoths when you are required to bring a behemoth. Miltza d'tzricha lo, loy. But you're not required to bring it. Since I unplugged your choyva of Naziris, I annulled it, I was made for it, so you no longer need these animals. No, give them back. Of course you have a lien, but you have a lien only when there's a necessity for bringing a carbon. There's no longer necessity. I pulled the plug, so you're no longer in a zero, you don't have to bring any carbons. Give the behemoths back, now put them back, be ate. And so therefore, says Rava, this Mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Huda. There's a shibud. Yeah, there's a shibud when you need it. You don't need it. Gunish. So that was the first version, where Rav Chizda said the Mishnah is Rabbanon, and not Rabbi Huda, and Rava disputes that. Ikliyamin is another version, just the opposite. Mantan, who's a Tanav on Mishnah? Rav Chizda, it's Rabbi Huda. Oh, it's not Rabbi Huda. Yeah, but how could it be Rabbi Huda? This is a Shibud. Why do you say that? Teitzev Tir Be'eder. Because when did he give her a Shibud that you can go and take any animals for Kabbalahs? When you need to bring a carbon. You don't need to bring a carbon because I unplugged the Naziris. Light. According to Rabbanan, there's no Shibud at all. And therefore, the Mishnah must be going according to Yehuda that there is a Shibud b'milta d'trichala. So, for Eitimara, One second, you say it's not going to Rabban, because there's no Shibud. So, how did she take the animals in the first place if there is no Shibud? Must be going to Atnala. In other words, she called them up in the morning, or she didn't need to call them on the telephone. Hopefully they saw each other. And she said to him, by the way, I took upon myself the seers, and as you know, the halach is in Parshas Nos, so you got to go and bring three animals. I want to have three animals. Will you please give them to me? Sure, for you, Sprinza, no problem. Take any three animals you want. Oyle Shlom, Chatas, no problem. Take them all. However, says the Gemara, Chizdi Atnila, have it enough. Once he's mapped it, it belongs to her. No, if it belongs to her, then why does it say in the Mishnah that if it was his behemoth, Taitziv Tir Be'eder, if he actually is matna, if he hands it over, then how can you go and say Taitziv Tir Be'eder? It should be the same din as Chav Nishtamet.
And isn't that a Kiyum though? When he gives, she says, I need Korbanos for my Naziris,
yeah.
Isn't that a Kiyum of her Naziris? How can he be made for?
Maybe she didn't specify what it was for.
Okay.
In fact, the Tosis in the Rosh say it's talking about that it wasn't at the moment of the Naziris that she asked for the animals.
She said, honey, I need Korbanos.
Exactly, the beginning of the year, January 1st, or Rosh Hashanah, she said, throughout this year, I expect to have to bring three Korbanos.
Yes, why?
Sorry?
Yes, why?
Why?
Because I became a Nazira, I'm offered.
Okay. And that's when it happened. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so it's talking about that there was a generic giving of a kinyan at the beginning of the year, and not specifically for the...
It's not Mepharash was stum.
See, your vort is very good. You look at the... Turn to the Amud Beis.
Yeah.
If you take a look at the top line in Toysis, so Peter Sharam, do you have that?
Yeah,
Peter Sharam?
Toloi
Mairi Shenosin Lo Atal Le Kabonis Naziris. Tim Kain, as soon as he hands over there.
Kain
Lanidra. Rishul Le Yochel HaHofes.
Exactly.
Alki Goyim Da'om Lo Kledim Lechain Yom Amram. 6 months earlier, a year earlier. You need Kabonis. Tikhi Ben Moisei. Sprint to take any time you need a bank.
Open line of credit, help yourself.
Exactly. Whenever you need a bank, don't even call me, don't ask me. You know, Baruch Hashem, I'm an Oisha, I have 10,000 animals. Take any three animals, no problem. Nem, Gesundheit. Ah, so therefore you don't have your problem of the king. Very good. There you see, you're Mechavim to the Ram. Anyway, beginning back to Agumar, so that's why Rav Chizda said, according to the second Lashon, that the Mishnah is talking according to Rabbi Yehuda and not according to the Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon there would be an actual hakno. He gave it to her. Now, once he gave it to her, then
it should hers. Be
exactly belongs to her. That was Rav Chizda. Rav Amar, after the time Rabbanon, he can go according to Rabbanon after all. Now this is a total role reversal from the first version. According to the first version, Rav Chizda says it goes according to Rabbanon, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a she, but it belongs to her, it should be Shalah. The second Lashon says, Rav Chizda, it's the other way around. It does go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So yeah. Why is there a difference between Shalah and Shalah? Because it's only a Shibud. It's Tzrichala. If she doesn't need it, no. So how does the Mishnah go according to? It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. It can't go according to the Rabban, because once the Rabban say, I gave it to her as a present, not just a Shibud. I actually gave it as a present. No, I bazoi, then it's Shalah. Why does it say in the Mishnah, Taitzei B'tira Be'eder? It should be a Chatzis Thomas. Rav Amen, no, I feel it Tamer Rabbanon. Because he made me low when he gave it to her as Akno, as a present. Nami b'milta d'tzrichala. Only if you need it. Sprinza, you need kabbonis? Gesundheit. B'milta d'tzrichala. If afterwards he hears about the Naziris, he says, no, Naziris stuff, forget about it. No, I can't take this Naziris business. No, so he annulled the whole thing. Like Magnilas, and then she doesn't have a right. He was magnet with an implicit t'nai, if you will.
Yes.
You need it for carbon, it's good. You don't need it for carbon? Give it back, it reverts to the way it was originally. So, it's a role reversal, right? According to the first Lashon, Rav Chizda said, it's Rabban and it can't be Rav Yehuda. Said Rav, no, it could even be Rav Yehuda. I'm sorry?
Divya Kol.
According to the second Lashon, it could be just the opposite. Rav Chizda said, it's Rav Yehuda, not the Rabban.
Rav again says Divya Kol.
Exactly. Good. Back to the Gemara. Im Shalah Yisem Behemta, Chatzis Tomis, Va'il Tikarv. Zog the Gemara, we said, Im Shalah Yisem, if it's hers. Frank the Marhim in Allah, how does she have her own property?
Right.
Well, Amrish, don't we have that famous rule, Mashikon Isha Konabala, whatever she owns belongs to him anyway. So it's always Shalah. How do you have Shalah? The Gemara gives to it. Omer Papa, Shikim Tzosa Mei Isosa. Kim Tzosa Mei Isosa means, as we learn back in Sechtes Ksubis, the husband has to supply. Daniel have a wonderful day. See you.
Yeah.
Easy, fast. Shikimtasa Meisasa. That means every week he would go, or every day he would go and supply her with a certain amount of a budget, good, a certain amount of flour, a certain amount of other types of food items for herself and the mishpucha, etc. And she was very careful every day to go and set aside a small amount. She would always cut off 2%, 3%, 5% for a rainy day. And it belongs to her because he gave her their normal allocation that you would give to a married woman for two meals, three meals a day for the whole week, etc., etc. So she's allowed to go and save a couple of bites for a rainy day. So she put all those additional eases away every single day. And after all, pruta al pruta mitzterefes, until you have a rechush gadol. And after the end of a year, those little pieces together, they were enough to go and buy a behemoth or two. So therefore, it's shulah.
Hadafa.
What you're talking about is a hadafa or moiser masi adayim, which is the I don't see Shelly around, but if Shelly were here, we would say that that's the dough of the second full toisis. Second toisis, which begins shekimtza meisasa. Dim toy ma'omer perikafel pi the moiser mizoynis labal. Any extras revert back to the Baal. She can't keep it and put it in a special bank account. It belongs to him. They agreed to that you keep your Masi Yadayim.
Separate checking.
Exactly. And she agreed. Since he said to her, instead of you're giving Masi Yadayim, I'm giving you Mizoinis, you keep your Masi Yadayim. So now if she had extras, then of course she can leave it for herself. And there's no problem. So that's, in fact, Tosis is focusing on your issue. But Ibo Yisayim, back to the Gemara, an easier teretz, which the Gemara gives on a number of places, in a number of places, the Atni lo Acher, the Amala, Amanash, in the Baal, the Echrishus Behem. You had a third party who, for whatever reason, liked this lady, and maybe it was a cousin, maybe a Mishpucha, maybe
a grandfather who passed away.
Exactly. So someone gave her a present and said to her, but only on condition that your husband doesn't have any rights to it, and therefore it now exclusively belongs to her, it doesn't belong to him, it's from those monies that she received that she brought her own card. Okay. And as you recall, we said in our Mishnah that this is a shlomim, which is ashtiku shalmi nozir, you can only eat liyoy mechad, but you don't bring the lachmim that a nozer has to bring.
Shlomim minus.
Fine.
Reduced in time and no tumufa.
Excellent. A regular carbon toy, you have to bring four lachmim. By shalmi nozer, you only have to bring two lachmim. Here, our Gemara says you don't bring anything. So only Shmuel le'abua bar ihi. Loitesev al karach. Please don't sit down. The amris li hoda milts until you tell me the following. Be'elohe. I heard that there's halacha, that arba elim, she'enim tu'unim lechem, that there are four such elei nozir, shalmei nozir, that you do not supply lechem. What are the four cases? Shaloi, v'shalah, shalachar misa, v'shalachar kapara. First, please explain to me what those four cases are, and as we'll see it in the bottom of the Gemara, l'choira, there's a fifth case as well. So the Gemara goes through all four cases, and they're all pretty similar. Shelah Hod Yamaran, the Shelah case, that was our Mishnah, that we said that she originally set aside her own animals for purposes of bringing for a carbon. And then the husband was Mefer. What do I do with the Karm Chatas? No, Mesa. What do I do with the Oila? Bring it for a Doida, normal. What do I do with the Shlom? Bring it for Shlom, Necholi Anachot, but you don't have to add any Lachmim. Oh, so that's the case of an Ayil, She'ena Tuna Lachem, that's the Shelah. That's case number two. Shelah Hod Yamaran. What's the case of the Shaloi? They're not a Mishnah. We didn't learn this Mishnah yet. The Mishnah, we're going to have it in about 4 or 5 days. And the Mishnah is going to tell us a halacha. Ho'ish mader es benoi benozer, ve'enu isha maderes es beno benozer. The father has a right to take his son, who's just a katan, and say, katan, you are now a nozer. How does he have that right? And Mishnah, we're going to see in the Gemara, there's going to be a machloikis, whether this is mehilchos chinuch, or whether it's a halacha l'moishe misinai. Our Gemara assumes that it's the latter halacha l'moishe misinai, but Mirchim will get to chavches chavtes. There's, of course, a discussion about this. So that's
how long is this period of Aziris?
That's normal, 30 days. Okay. Yeah. So So ish madar b'noy minoser, a person can go and be madar his cotton to be a noser. However, a woman does not have that right. Ben ish madar says b'noy b'noser. If you learn it mitzat chinuch, that's one of the rayas that they bring, that in the mitzvah chinuch is only on the av and not on the ein. There's a lot of achroinish and talk about that issue, where there's a specific mitzvah chinuch on the mother. It's kind of ironic because most of our children are being chinuch, they're raised by the mommies. But nevertheless, the question is, what's the halachic obligation? For sure it's on the father, whether it's also on the mother, that's a big discussion.
What's the mitzvah here? What's the mitzvah of chinuch?
Kodeshia, God will pay us our roisha. That toys in days on base. Even though there's a shtickl chet, it's a mitzvah rabbah, that's why Hilni Amalka took upon herself 7 years, 14 years, 21 years. And because of that, she was zoicha that her son came back from Mulcham alive, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, that's al tzchinuch. Well, let's go with the gang, with the approach of the Rishonim here, and that is because Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And therefore, the same Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that says that the father has the right to be mother as B'noi Menoser, the same one says, but not the lady. And it also allows that son or immediate Kroivin to be Molche. That's built into the same Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That Gilach, if the son, that cotton, says, I don't want to be a Nazir, and he specifically goes and he starts cutting his hair by himself, or close family relatives are also Moicha, they think that this father is a bissel tzedrait for having his cotton become a Nazir, so they physically go and give him a teglachas, or Micha, instead of doing it in terms of actions, he did in terms of words, he went to the square on Matzah Shabbos in Tel Aviv and got 100,000 leftist protesters to go and join him. Ah, this is religious coercion to make me into a Nazir. I'm only 10 years old. What's going on? I know you don't know what I'm talking about, which is fine. So what's the din? Then the son or the Kroivim can unravel the ganze Naziris and he's not a Nazir after all. But what happens? What happens if the cotton had set aside Moistumen to bring his kabbanis prior to
the cotton of the father?
Father gave him the money, like you had before, then it all goes for Nadav, and the same machlokes we had before, Nadav means either to be used by the father, by the son, for their own discretion for any Nadavs in the future,
or for Kaitzim's
Beach. Or goes to Kaitzim's Beach. But what's Moiz for Russia? What do you do now? Oh, sounds like our Mishnah. Because pre-macha is like the case of the pre-hafara of our Mishnah. When the child was at that time a Nazir, and there was already mois that were for Russian, this is going to be for Chatzis, it's going to be for Oil, it's going to be for Bishlamim. So what are you going to do with the money? So Mechat Yechliyam and Melab, like Chomish Chatois Mesoy, Demei Oila Yaviu Oila, Omi Almin, this is the name of Ila, because that's Kodshe Kudishim, and Demei Shlamim Yaviu Shlamim. And again, in a Chomi and Mechot, only for one day, like a Shalmi Nazir, Ve'in Atunanach, Ve'no Lechem. Oh, so now I have a second case where there's no lechem. Remember, we started off there four cases. Shaloi v'shalah. We've now covered the shaloi v'shalah. The shaloi is referring to this cotton that the father was madira ben Naziris, and then the son or the craving were moicha. Os Naziris is just like post afara. What am I going to do with the mois mufurashis, or the behemoth mufurashis? Bring a shlam, but you don't bring a lechem, because lechem is on the gavra, not on the chefta. There's no longer a nazir to go and bring the lechem, so oslech. Now we're up to case number three. Shalachem misa minola. What's the din of shalachem misa? The sign you learned in the bright side. Hamafish mois than a zero. So it says the sign you on the side, it says it's not, it's really a mishnah lira. Hamafish mois than a zero. So a person sets aside money for his naziris. Loine alim, loine nehenen, loine alim behen. Neshe hein ruuyen, lahavi bet kulan shlam. So you have a person who's a Nazir, sets aside money, he intends eventually allocating them, but at the moment they happen to be all stumim. So what happens now? So since they happen to be stumim, we know that you could bring with them anything you want. You can bring them all shlamim. If it's all shlamim, there's no dinam ila because it's kodshim kalim. So therefore, no dinam ila. But loinahenim midrabonan, don't have enough from them, because after all they have kedushas damim for a carbon. Stay away, loinahenim. But Lemuel, there's no dinam ila, because the ruin lahavi behem bekulin shlam. Even though ultimately, if this naziris, if it goes to the full term of 30 days, you're going to bring a third for a chaftas and a third for an oila. But at the moment, since it's moistumin, since you could bring a shlam, no dinam ila. What happens if chas v'sholom the nazir passes away in mid term of his nazir. And he has moist. What do you do now? Okay, you put it off. When I'm giving moist for Russian again to make chata, melech. There's no din of meila because these monies are not roi for a carbon because it's going lemis. It's going liyam melech. To make a midrabon and loin hanem. To make oily view oil umi alim behem. To make shlamim be view shlamim. Then a cholim liyam echad. Vein and tunim lech. Ah, vein and tunim lechem. So now we have case number three where you're going to bring this carbon shlamim, which stemmed from the Shalmi Noz, but never he passed away. That's what we said.
The Orshan brings this, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Or the Apotropos, whoever's in charge of the estate. Shteit Shul Acher Misa, no Lechem. So that's case number three that Shmuel was asking. What are the four? So we have now three. Shul Acher Kapara. What about Acher Kapara? Now, what means Acher Kapara? The person had set aside money, Mois Mufurashin. When it came time for bringing his Kabanis, the Noz Baruch Hashem went full term. It's now day number 31. He goes and looks in his drawers. Hey, what happened to all those monies that were there? Oh, he asks his wife, oh, you don't know, we were doing Pesach cleaning, and so we had to take everything out. So where are those monies? I'll find them for you. I don't remember. I don't know. Offhand, I'll get back to you. But I want to bring my kabbanis. No, bring kabbanis. Baruch Hashem, the person is a wealthy person, so he brings other three animals. And Baruch Hashem, he has his kapara, and his tiglachas, his oznozir, and we're all done.
Then he finds the money.
A week later, a month later, they find the money. What do we do with that money now? It's la'acher kapara. So what do we do? Exactly. We got the korm chata. So there's only more svaru. Shla'acher misa maitam lechazir lekapara. Shla'acher kapara nami holoichazir lekapara. They're basically morally equivalent and halachically equivalent. Just like the nazir that never passed away doesn't need the kapara any longer. Whatever kapara he got as a result of the misa and whatever's going up in shemayim. So here too, le'acher kapara, he got his kapara. So, what do you do with those animals, or what do you do with the money? Same thing. Chatzal yam melech, dmei oily vi oila, and dmei shlamim, don't bring lechem. Shoyin tzibur Hashem, we have all of our four cases that Shmuel is asking about. Like Tezer al Karach, and tell me the four elim, that you don't bring lechem. Shaloi, shalah, lacher misa, li acher kapar.
So, did he sit down now, Isi Berihun?
Presumably. Zotimar v'suleka.
The third case.
Yeah, what's the third case? The Nazir passed away.
We say,
Shmuel asks this question. Shmuel would seemingly be able to put this together by himself.
What you're saying is perfect.
He might be testing him. He might be, putting him on the spot. Spot quiz.
So, in fact, the Tosis or the Rosh both say that this final part, the Suleka, is all part of the question. So, getting to what Barry was saying before, see, he still wants Abu Abai, please, to stand up and not to sit down. Because three out of the four were all Mishnayot. These are not, Stam HaShaila. Look, if you're Shmuel was obviously Baki and Ola Mishnayis, so he would have known from the Mishnayis. In the fourth case, he said Mitzad Asvara. So what does he need Shmuel Avua Bar'i to tell him all of this? So the Mepharshim say that in fact it goes on all of the five cases, and this is all one long sentence. He said to Avua Bar'i, I know that there are four cases. And what are the four cases? The Shaloh Yishaloh, the Achim Yisalach, Kapara cases. But Vesuleka, but I have case number five. So why do people say out there in the street, when you ask people, how many times do you find the Shalmi Nozer without Lechem? Therefore, I number five. So therefore, that was the question posed. Not that he was asking the what are the four, but asking him why there are only four, because I have a fifth one. What is that fifth one? Vesuleka, but I have another one. What's the fifth one? Ushar kol shalmi nazir sheshacht and shaloiki mitzvasan. What happens if you bring a shalmi nazir and you shechted it shaloiki mitzvah? What does that mean? Shaloiki mitzvah.
First mishnah in nizvachim. Shalosh lishma kasher avrelo ba.
How do you know that? That's what it's talking about. Shaloi lishma. It's shaloiki mitzvasan. Doesn't say what the shaloiki mitzvasan was. But it was a good guess. And in fact, if you look at the toisis here, toisis is about halfway down the wide lines. Starts off the beginning of the new line. And everybody have that? You have that, Brother Shai? Do you have that, Brother Barry?
What's the heading of the
Tosfos? The actual heading starts on the previous line. The Su Lekavo Ika, and then the new line begins. Vishar Shalmi Nozi
Shachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach
Nocha Pshat Lishna Achrina. Shalakim Tzvosim. The Ayil, in the Pasuk says, in Parashas Nosa, you bring an Ayil. which is a bench day shanim into the second year.
Right.
Levim b'nei shana, which means a keves, which a ksheirim v'shalmi nedok. For shalmi nedok is good, but it's not good for shalmi nozer. So therefore, if that's what they shach the shaloikim mitzvasan, jokta the brayso the mishnah ksheirim, going back to the gemara, it's ksheirim v'loy ol lebanu shem chayva. The first pshat sounds just like the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachan that you were quoting before.
Right.
Here too, it's Shaloi Kimetosh, Shaloi Lishman, Loyola. But the Gemara is telling us, Nachmeh, that if instead of bringing an ayil, he brought a keves, it's a kosher carbon, because after all, Shlom is an adova, okay, it'll be for an adova. But you weren't Yoitzi or Chiev al Nozir, so you're going to have to go and bring a new carbon. So what do you do now with this carbon that was brought shaloi kim mitzvah, which is kosher? It's nechol miyeh mechad, and guess what? You don't have the din of lecha, like we've talked about the previous four cases. There's also no zeroya b'shelem and ayil, which is a special present that you have to go and give the kohen. Normally, you only give the kohen the chazer b'shoik. Here you have to have a zeroya b'shelem that you have to go and cook it, and then afterwards you can do a tenufa and you hand it over. No din of Zeraya. And the Torah says that who had din, we could have said that in our Mishnah and all those other Mishnahs, that there's no din of Zeraya, because Zeraya, just like the Lechem, is a chiyav on the Gavra.
It's a package.
It's a package deal. As Shanishkan knows, he doesn't bring Lechem, he doesn't bring Zeraya. Well, we left it out to shorten it because everybody's under pressure to leave, so we made it shorter. The Mishnahs all left out the link. Right, but the same
thing. They were thinking Mishnah. They wanted to get out of here.
Exactly. Now, if you go back to... But if you want to see the choices here, choice is about 10 lines from the bottom. Everybody have that?
Where?
Ain't tu'un lo'y lechem, about 10 lines from the bottom.
Middle of the line.
Okay. Obviously, this carbon doesn't work because it's shloi l'shma. Or it happens to be a kevist on an aisle. Shloi ol lebalim shum choyva. L'kach ein tu'unim zroyel is bashal im ha'ayil. Im ha'ayil, that's why there's no zroya din. V'latzis tenufa. V'what din masis ha'abal in the misi v'lo zroya? We should have had takan ha'mishnah also. The same thing. Loi lechem v'lo zroya. But okay, who had
it? It says nazir, the nazir is nitter. Isn't the chattas the matir for the
nitter? Well, it depends. The machloik is what's the matir.
Okay.
According to one man, the tiklachas, not even the kabbalas.
Okay.
Anyway, so getting back to our... Anyway, so it says now Shmuel to Avu Bar'i, why didn't we say that there are five elim? They're not four. They're five. Besides the shalog v'shalog, la'achar misa and la'achar kapara. It's someone who did a shechita shaloi kimitz vasai. Zoktach avu bar'i. Shmuel of course. Of course, you're right. Absolutely. However, kimitz vasan kachashim. We're trying to give a list of the four that were done properly. What are you supposed to do by shaloi if he was mechabed his son and the son afterwards moicha, which he's allowed to be moicha loch l'moicha sinai? What do you do in the case of shaloi where she made a prop in the zirus and he was entitled to be meifer and he did hafara? It's all legitimate. Everything 100% fine. Never the person passed away. Or the person did a kapar and he found the old money. What's that? These are all kimitzvah. This is what you're supposed to do. Here you're talking about a person that did abediyavet. Shaloi kimitzvasan. We're not talking about shaloi kimitzvasan. Of course, you do bad deeds. You do the wrong thing. You bring a kevin instead of ayil. You do shaloi lishma.
You ruin the whole ritual.
Exactly. Shaloi kimitzvasan. Like a chashim. Einachanam, you could throw it in and put it as 4.
5.
They make it number 5 or 4.1. However, we didn't want to talk shalom mitzvah, so we're talking about mitzvah. And for that, you only have 4. You don't have 5. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi Yisrael, Zaki Ben Jirati.
The third case, he said,
New Arab in Brooklyn.
Because you can't be used for a mitzvah. It's not suitable for a mitzvah.